In the market for a home? Well, it's your lucky day. You're tuned to the Rosie on the House show, and we're talking mortgages with Galaxy Lending Group. Call 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Good morning and welcome back, Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House. We're broadcasting live from the remote broadcast facility, the unit, the trailer, out at the Maricopa County Fairgrounds. We're at the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show. Come on out this weekend. As you're trolling through the aisles, make sure you keep your eye out for the big blue Rosie on the House teardrop banners indicating which members inside the facility are Rosie certified. One of the ones you'll find is Harmon Solar, and you can visit them here. And people start saying, well, you know, the summer's over. Do I really need to be thinking about solar now when things are cooling off? Hey, at the Harmon Solar booth, it's a place you can get all your solar questions answered by the experts. Harmon Solar's a local family-owned business. It's been around since 1975, and Harmon Solar is the only solar company at the show, the only solar company at the show that's certified by Rosie on the House. So come see them in booth 953. As a matter of fact, they're located exactly right next door to the Rosie on the House booth. You may be thinking that the worst part of summer is over. I don't need to worry about high electric bills, but this is the best time to put solar on your home because that's when it cools down. And one great way solar customers save money in the summer is by building up credit in the months. Now, where there's less energy demand in your home, homeowners that accumulate the most credit obviously save the most money in the summer months. Call Harmon Solar at 800-281-3189. Or go to HarmonSolar.com for more info on how you can save money year-round with clean, renewable solar energy. One of the things we're going to be talking about is all the home improvements people could be looking at while they're inside all of these tremendous buildings, because there's no shortage of ideas in there. And a lot of the people may not be cash liquid enough to finance the improvements they want done. So we brought in Mr. Harold Perkins from Galaxy Lending Group. Harold, thanks for carving time out of your Saturday morning, my friend.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you coming in. Let's talk a little bit. Hey, what's the current situation with rates? You know, I'm coming up on 60, and I've seen the 18% mortgage rates. I've seen the 6%. I always thought 6.5% or 7% was a pretty decent mortgage.
Yes,
it's been a decade. We've been under 5%.
It's been fantastic for a really long time now. And right now, rates are anywhere on a 30-year loan. You're still under 4% on some loans. Maybe up into the low fours, depending on what's going on with your particular situation. But rates have been fantastic for a very long time. Up a little bit from the all-time historic lows of last year, a year and a half ago, but still incredibly low, incredibly affordable.
And I don't see any indication from anybody that it's going to be going up significantly anytime soon.
We haven't seen it. We've seen that little ticks up, little ticks back down. It's been very stable, just a variance of just maybe a 0.25%, 0.5% over the last few years.
You know, we're going to talk a little bit later about the easing of regulation on those folks that unfortunately had to go through a foreclosure or a short sale. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
But a lot of these people are in there renting, and they may incorrectly be assuming that I can't get qualified for a mortgage. It's tough to rent anything for much less than $600 or $700 or $800 a month, isn't it?
It is, and or even that low. Wow.
Yeah. You take a $800 or $1,000 or $1,200 a month payment in rent. What kind of house can I buy for $1,000 a month?
$1,000 a month, you can buy a house even with very little down. So there are still, if you're a veteran, there's still zero down loans that are available with the VA. That's by far, if you've got that eligibility, it's by far the best way to go. FHA still allows you with 3.5% down. Conventional is 5% down. And for $1,000 a month, you're buying a house, even with a low down payment like that, you're buying a house for $150,000 to $175,000.
That's a three-bedroom, two-bath in a nice community.
It's a nice house. Especially if you're getting started, it's a decent starter home for sure.
We haven't seen the market fully recover from where it was. You're buying at a fair market value. I think I'm still very, very bullish on Arizona real estate.
I love it. I am too. I love it too. It's still at a point where we haven't. It looked like things were going to bubble again for a little bit, but things but values that stabilized and everything's staying pretty steady and healthy for what's going on in the real estate market right now. And so buyers take that opportunity, take advantage of it.
Now, what some have called the Great Recession, I'm not sure the criteria for identifying, but apparently that's officially the title of what we've just been through. When the worst of the worst, how tough was it to get finance for a home?
In the worst of the worst, it was pretty tough. And I think part of it was just being unaccustomed to actually documenting that you had the money to make the payment. We got spoiled for a little while and where there was no documentation required hardly ever. So I think part of it was just the getting reaccustomed to actually having a budget, showing that you had the income to make those payments, having a job. I think we had to get used to that. Once you get used to it, once everybody knows you've got to have the income to make the payment.
Hopefully we've reset.
We have.
We hit a reset, right?
We have. And it's really now it's definitely more challenging than before because we have to document everything. But if you can afford the house, if you honestly can afford the house, you're going to get qualified.
I can remember when Jennifer and I bought our first house out in Glendale in 1978 or 79, I couldn't take a gift from my parents as part of the down payment. But anymore, you can actually declare, hey, my folks are helping me with this down payment.
Yeah, absolutely, you can. We have to document it. We have to actually see that the money did come from your parents. Mm-hmm. But getting gift funds to use for the down payment is not an issue. And really, all they're looking for in it is that they just want to make sure it's not a loan. Because if it were a loan, then there's a loan payment that should be counted against you in the qualifying. And then even that's okay. So as far as the source of the money for the down payment, as long as it's not from something illegal, we're pretty much going to be able to use it. There's a lot, and so we see a lot of people, especially with the stock market doing as well as it is. The 401ks are looking
what
really good
right
now. What a great
thing to do for your kids, the newlyweds in your family, the children in your family, getting them out of an apartment and getting them into their first equity accumulating environment inside home ownership. That would be a great legacy to leave.
It's fantastic, and I've got a kid almost 18, and it's one of those things where he's not ready yet. It's one of those things that I'm looking at that I'm thinking, all right, well, let's see if we can find a way to make that work.
And we're talking about rates as low as 5% down. So we're talking about that $100,000 a month payment, that $150,000, $175,000 value home. You're talking about coming up with $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to get your kid into a house, gift it to them, and let them start building their dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. And as low as 3.5% down, even lower than the 5%, and you can get in there.
Wow. So if you know anybody that's renting right now, you give them a ring and let them know Harold's here, and our number is 1-888-767-4348. And we want to find out what hesitation they're currently experiencing. Why are they so prone to keep writing a rent check when it would be so much more long-term beneficial for them to be writing a mortgage check? Romy, we sent out in our newsletter over this past week that Harold was going to be on talking about mortgages. I think you got hit with a couple questions through the digital world, didn't you?
I did. The most common themed one was something that we learned isn't you're not a big fan of, but we'll address it and be done with it. Reverse mortgages.
Well, there's definitely some downside to reverse mortgages. There are certainly specific situations where a reverse mortgage might be the most appropriate thing to do. With the reverse mortgages, though, I think the most important thing is make sure that you've also got your family involved in the decision if you decide to go with a reverse. Some of the misconceptions that are out there are that at the end of the loan, the bank owns the home, or you're giving your home away to the bank. That's not the case, really. It is just a mortgage. What the reverse does, though, is it allows you to continue or use the equity basically to cover the mortgage payment that you would have had normally. So you can live in the house without a mortgage payment. You can also take equity out and use that equity as income. And then at the end, then the heirs have the decision to make as far as whether or not to sell the property or refinance it in order to keep it to pay off that reverse, or you've got the option to just let it go back to the bank. There may be other options to consider, though, if you're considering a reverse. And so definitely talk to a mortgage consultant, definitely talk to a financial advisor, and talk to your family. Make sure that you've got input from everybody involved in what to do with that property.
Except for the two or three famous national faces that you see on TV advertising them, I've never talked to anyone that's familiar with them that says it's a good idea.
Yeah, it is not my favorite. It's not my favorite product. I find it to be expensive as far as the closing costs. It takes a very specific situation where it makes the most sense. And so sometimes it makes sense to just a home equity loan, if it's something that we're looking for supplemental income or looking for just relieving some debts or expenses, then there may be other less expensive ways.
Well, I can see the temptation in my twilight years of having a near free and clear home that I've been in for X number of years, and I don't want to go to the family for money. I'm finding myself a little bit short every month. I'm needing a little bit additional income to what I'm receiving through my pensions or my Social Securities. And hey, this guy on TV says I can get all the money I want every month out of my house for free.
Well, it's not free. And so
they make it sound free.
It's not. Now, where it seems free is that you are deferring the expenses to the end of the loan, and it's coming out of the equity. So because it's money that's not leaving your pocket, it may seem free, but it's that much less equity that you've got in the property. And it is, reverse mortgages are FHA loans, and so there's mortgage insurance. They have higher interest rates. So even though you're not making a payment, that higher interest is eating away at the equity in your property also, and there may be other options.
We're going to leave reverse mortgages because I just want to leave everybody with the impression that if you're considering it, proceed with extreme caution. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about this loan for home improvements that you were talking about, where we can go into the future appraised value of the home. When we get back, Harold Perkins with Galaxy Lending Group talking about financing your home, your house, your dreams, and your home improvement when we get back.